Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show, with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
The cattle futures were mixed today and pretty quiet, really. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 15 higher to about 20 lower. Yesterday, late in the day, the market surged greatly. Today, initially, they were a little bit higher, and then the feeder cattle grinded lower throughout the day. My feeling is that it's a reflection of the corn market and feed prices going up. Initially, the feed price a month or so ago was going up, and that eventually weighed on the feeder cattle market because the ability for them to buy them becomes impacted at that point because feed prices are higher. And that may be why we weren't higher today on the feeder cattle. That's what I would say. The live cattle, on the other hand, were higher. They were 45 to 75 cents higher, with the December's at 108.32. That was up about 45 cents. Box beef at midday was up $1.30 on choice at $211.50. Select up $3.34. So select is really hanging in there. There was some 107 bid yesterday, and it looks like that's continuing through today. So that's also really pretty, I guess, steady with where we've been. And currently the stock market is up 570 in the Dow. The crude oil down about 60 cents. And so overall, things are doing okay.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, today was a pretty good day for the ag futures markets. The corn was up 2 to 3 cents across the board here. Soybeans were up anywhere from 18 to 22. And at one point, they were about 25 cents higher or so on the high. January beans went all the way up to $11.12 before closing around 11.03, up 17. So really, really good day for the bean market. The wheats were also 4 to 5 cents higher. Kansas City July was actually up about 20 cents at one point, all the way up to 586.5. So across the board, the market is, it's hard to say, what the election outcome, and I was going to say that the certainty of it being over, but I don't know that that's the case. It's not really any certainty added to the market yet, but the grain markets have really rallied following this election. There's also talk that down in South America, they're having some dry weather. Maybe that'll cause some impact in terms of their production. And the U.S. dollar today is down really hard. It's down 84 points to 92.56. Anytime the dollar goes down that much, it does have an impact on how much we can export, because the likelihood of our exports goes up because they're cheaper to everyone else around the world. So really, there are some good things happening for the ag sector.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.